Blog Talk Radio.
We came up against your heart. We came up against your shield. The enemy came up against your name. We came up against your power. You and we came up against your and we came up against your fire and we came up against your fear. We came up against your business.
Hey, babe, you want to go to a show tonight? Don't worry, it's included. Don't worry, it's included.
I apologize, but. You will win. Can you win?
Inside of you,
in this season. Everything attached to you, Lee. You've been attached to me, Lee. You will win.
It's your winning season.
It's your winning season. If you got to carry you, he's going to carry you. Can't afford to do it. Got to win.
Because I realize you can't say you are a winner, but look defeated. I need you to get up out of your seat and high five 10 people across this room. Don't just say it's a room, tell them across the room. And you will win. Come on, high five 10 people and tell them you will win. You will win. God don't hurt failure. God don't call you defeated. Attached to me, it is our winning season. As that song played, God spoke to my spirit and said, you are a winner, because you don't go by what it look like. You don't go by what it feel like. You are a winner. The word of God makes you a winner. You are a winner. Not going to be, you are already a winner, because God's word say you are. Hey, welcome to the Word at Noon. I am Lewis Beasley, apostle of Jesus Christ, called by the will of God. To all the saints and faithful in Christ Jesus, we truly happy to have each and every one of you guys. There's just so much to cover, but we're doing a review today, God's perspective. And before we get into that, let us have a word of prayer. Eternal Father, as Jesus has said, when we pray, say, our Father, which is in heaven, I thank you right now for your word. I thank you that we can pray. I thank you, Father God, that we can ask you. And before we even ask you, you've already blessed us with it. I thank you, Father God, for your word, because you sent your word to heal us. And as I think about healing this morning, our Father, I ask you to remember my sister, Jeanette. I ask you to remember my daughter, Felicia. Call their name out to you, Father God, because you know them. I ask you to help them physically to be healed. Allow your miracle powers to come down
I realize that healing is not of the past, but it is of the present. So I thank you, Father God, that you sent your word to heal us. According to John 14:12, your word is now promised. It is taking effect as we speak it. As we say what the word of God says, we know, Father God, that you will illuminate your word and you will let your word grow in our spirit, man. So I thank you, Father God, for healing. Your word declared that Jesus is Lord over our lives. He's Lord over sickness. He's Lord over disease. He has no power over us. Satan has no ability to take us over once we're in Christ, because we know that we are forgiven and we're free from sin and the guilt that goes along with it. So I thank the Heavenly Father that we are dead to sin, but we are alive to your righteousness. I thank you, Father God, that Jesus bore our sickness on the cross. He bore our sickness on that tree, on that day of death. I thank you for it, Father God. So therefore, I just believe that the word is true and the word have declared and decreed that by his stripes we are healed. So we take that fully to heart, that by his stripes we are healed. Jesus bore our sickness and it wasn't in vain. He bore our disease. It wasn't in vain. We just got to know how to give it back to him. So I thank you, Heavenly Father, for allowing Jesus to bear our sickness, because we've been redeemed from the curse. According to Galatians 3:13, we've been redeemed from the curse of the law. So we're flowing in your redemption. We're flowing, Father God, in your bloodstream. In your own cells are with our healing is there. Our restoration is there. What we need to live in this life is there. So I thank you for it. Thank you, Father God, for this broadcast. Ask you, Father God, because your word said for us to pray for the country. We know the country's in a turmoil right now. A lot of confusion in Washington, D.C. Every time you look around, they voting one out and voting one in. America is not stable. Well, you call her to be the leader of the world, of this free world, and she's slacking behind. We pray, Father God, today that congressmen, senators, and all these people would turn their heart back to you and begin to realize that you made this country. You made the people. You set things in order and that it goes back that way. I thank you for it. Thank you, Father God, that you are the protector. You have built a hedge around America. So keep that hedge around America. It's nothing but for our children and our grandchildren and for yet those to come, generation after generation. So I pray, Father God, that my family, heavenly family, earthly family, they hear your calling on this day. Thank you, Father God, for your plan. Thank you, Father God, that you allowed us to help execute it. I ask these and all blessings in Christ's name. And for his sake, we pray, amen and amen. Okay, hallelujah. Thank God for each and every one of you guys. Our foundational scripture was found in Matthew 16:23. But before we go there, we want to allow anyone would like to have any, doesn't matter what you got to say. Anybody have anything they got to say, they like to say, press one. Hallelujah. We were talking about God's perspective. Anybody have anything you want to share from this week's lesson and teaching God, Evangelist Sharon, spoke up Monday. Said, listen, brother and sister, this is all about God's perspective. And truly, that is the truth. He made everything. He did. He really, really did. Regardless to what scientists say, what man say, God perspective. He made the heavens and the earth. He hung the moon. He caused the rain to come down, and man can't duplicate it. He can't make water. I tell you, that blows my mind. It blows my mind. To know that man is living by something that's essential as water and as essential as air. And he can't duplicate it. He cannot really duplicate what he needs to sustain him. That's why this is so important. But anyone have anything you'd like to share from this week? Press one. Anyone. Anything you'd like to share from this week? Anything you receive that you feel the need to share? Hallelujah. Evangelist Renee. Hallelujah.
Good morning, everyone. Oh, no. Good afternoon, everyone.
Okay, we'll take that.
This is the day that the Lord has made, and we will rejoice and be glad in it.
Yes.
I thank the Lord for all his many blessings. I thank him that when I went to the doctor Friday it was two doctors I had to go to. The one doctor, we want to, for the bladder, we're going to put the, I call it the pouch, but they call it something else. But we can't do anything until we get this wound to heal up completely. So
okay.
By his stripes, I will be healed. I am claiming that. Victory is mine. I pray to God that for all the people that have to go through what I've gone through with this bed sore, I've never had one in my 60 years. And Lord, it is so painful. I pray for anybody to go through that. And I pray that the people in the hospital do their job, do what they're supposed to do. I'm praying that they will take care of Fifi. They will do the right things. They will, the right doctors and the nurses will be there for her, will do the right thing. Oh, Lord, we know you're a healer, and we know you'll work it out. I am a witness, and I thank her for all his many, many blessings. Because if it wasn't for him, where would I be? I probably would be six feet. If it wasn't for his grace and his mercy. So I just thank him for all his blessings. Thank him for the good, the bad, and the ugly. It's going to get better.
All right.
The one gospel singer sing that song, it's going to get better. And I'm claiming it. It's going to get better. I know.
Yes.
By his stripes, I am healed. Amen. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Thank you so much, Evangelist Renee. Y'all don't want me to get to testify because I just think about what God did over my life. He's given me the blessing. You know, the blessing is 70 by reason of health and strength. So I have the blessing. I'm on favorite time. I'm on bonus time. See, when I look back and not think about all the stuff God done did for me in my life, how he delivered me, how he's gotten me out of situation, I owe God nothing but to thank him. but to thank him. Anyone else like to say anything about the lesson this week? Hallelujah. Got anything you want to say? Period. Hallelujah. Well, if not, while you ponder on that, I'm going to get a little bit into the lesson. The Bible says in Matthew 16, verses 23, but he turned and said unto Peter, get thee behind me, thou art an offense unto me, for thou sayest not the things that be of God. You don't say the things be of God, but of those that be of man. Listen to what you're saying. Are you saying God stuff or man stuff? So Jesus said to Peter, you get behind me. Just in other words, get out of my way. Go get lost. You have no idea of God's work. You're not understanding. And I want to tell y'all right now, there's a lot of people, they don't get it. They don't get God's work is different than man's work. How God sees things is different. So Jesus was seeing things out the eyes of God. But he turned away from Peter and said to him, get behind me, Satan. You are in my way. Matter of fact, you're hindering. See, you got some folks that'll hinder you. You got some people that want to talk to you that blowing in your ear is not of God. And we've all had them. Oh, God just made you that way. You're not going to get healed. You're not going to get delivered. You're not going to be successful. You won't be able to finish school. See, you got these folks blowing in our ears, and it's not of God. I'll never forget growing up, people just wouldn't tell you what the Word of God say. They had their own agenda for you. They call you stupid. Yeah. You ain't going to never amount to anything. You're bad. You're worthless. You will never succeed. You'll never be good in school. Matter of fact, you'll never be good in anything you touch. Now, let me tell you, if you got this when you were younger, don't forgive your parents because they had authority over you at the time. But I want to tell you, now that you've been born again, I hope this ain't no bad word, but you ain't got to listen to that crap now. You can listen to the Word of God now. That's what makes this so good. You can listen to the Word of God now. Jesus said to Peter, get thee behind me. You don't say God stuff. You say man stuff. See, I didn't write this, brothers and sisters. Y'all got to understand, I didn't write this stuff. This is the Word of God. Jesus said this. Jesus said, Peter, get away from me. Talking about is man stuff and not God stuff. And you get a lot of people who want to talk man stuff. They don't want to talk God stuff. So Jesus said, you're hindering me. You are a snare to me. For you are minded of what take place in the natural. But you have no clue what taking the place in the quality of God. Your concern is really about man. You got a lot of people, they're not concerned about God's stuff. So that's why Jesus said, but you got to understand what happened. Jesus, and just for a moment, Jesus was telling the disciples how he's got to go and Matter of fact, he had even charged his disciples that they should tell no man what is going on. He says, I'm getting ready to go to Jerusalem. And everybody knew at the time Jerusalem was that model city. Jerusalem was that place where God resides in the Holy of Holiness. Until Jesus died and was resurrected, then the temple split, so everything been said came to pass. But however, as the story was, Jesus was telling the disciples, all the disciples, not just one, all of the disciples, he was telling them and showing them that he had to go up to Jerusalem and he's going to suffer many things. He says even the elders and the chief priests and the scribes, these folks are going to try to kill me. He said, but don't worry, because on the third day, I'm going to rise again. And Peter said, oh, no, Lord, no. This is not the way this is going down. You know, and the Bible said Peter even rebuked him, you know, take him to the side and say, no, Lord, this ain't it. And I understand this word get a little bit better now. It's like you tell the devil, or you tell, Jesus told Peter, said, you get behind me. He demanded. That word get means that he demanded. Just like you tell a dog, get out of here. Or you tell someone, get on out of my house. It has a little bit more of a authoritative tone to it, if you follow with me. But I understand it now, because Jesus was really telling his disciples what God said. And he got mad. He got angry. See, because he was in his feelings. Don't let me go there. Please don't let me go there. But he got in his feelings. You know, he didn't want to see Jesus leave. Come on now. When we need bread, you made it bread. When we needed water, when we ran out of wine, it was you, Lord. We need you. Where you gonna go? You can't go nowhere. When they needed eyesight, it was Jesus who took saliva and dirt and made an eye sash, put it on a man's eye, told him to go to the pool of Bethesda and wash. And the man said, I was blind, but now I see. And you're talking about leaving us? You're talking about going and give up to the elders and to the scribes? And no, Lord, you can't do that. Remember when we needed money? We didn't have to go uptown. We didn't have to struggle. No, you allowed me to go and look in the fish mouth. I mean, you can't leave us, Lord. See, and Peter did not understand the things of God. Because it's the same God that took the fish and the 5 barley loaves and fish became fish and bread became bread. And Peter trying to rebuke the Lord and tell him that this ain't the way we need to handle it. See, you got to see this thing, man. You got to see it. So Peter was all into self. See, a lot of times people into self, they're not into God. I listen to people's testimony. It's all about them. It ain't about God. It's about how they see it, how they view things. Never think about, wait a minute, what God got to say about it. So the scripture says that what happened was after Peter tried to tell the Lord, began to rebuke the Lord because he was afraid. See, that's what it was really about. That's what fear does. Or if you don't, you get afraid. There's no need to fear. John said, let not your heart be troubled. You believe in God? Believe also in me. In my Father's house are many mansions. So it says you don't have to worry. You don't have to be fearful, because that's how you act. You act in the flesh. So then Jesus turned to Peter and told him, Satan, thou art an offense unto me. You're offending me. But you're not saying the stuff of God. You're not saying the things of God.
Amen.
But those that are of man. Now, but you need to get that right there. See, because you're going to have an ear to hear. That's why the Bible says, he that have an ear, let him hear. See, everybody can't hear God.
Yeah,
everybody can't distinguish God is saying and what man is saying. Everybody can't do that. See, I wanted to talk about the Armageddon War, because that's what's going on now. Some people are hearing man, but they're not hearing God. And there are those that are hearing God, so there's a war going on. People saying, well, you know what, we are the church. And some say, oh, well, you got to go to church. Some say, but this and but that. And it's a war going on in the spirit world. Listen to me, brothers and sisters. Here's how you distinguish what's going on. Get God's perspective on it. If you read this scripture, Jesus used this word, but those that be a man. See, I told you, every time you look, see the word, but pay attention. Jesus just got through telling what you're talking about is of the world, but those things be a man, not of God. And that's the difference, brothers and sisters.
Yeah.
You have no idea of God's work. Monday we was talking about, I forget what day it was, because it's real spiritual. God said, old things are passed away. But see, that's God's perspective. But man wants to always bring his perspective in. So Jesus made it real plain here. But those things be a man. See, a lot of times you just got to look at the situation and say, those things be a man. If God said you're a creature, that's what you are. You're neither male nor female. You're a new creature. You can't describe it through the optical nerve. You can't, because he see our spirit, man. See, we're new creatures.
Yeah.
We're new creatures. You know, when he made us, he made us man and woman, male and female. He made he them. But now, we're creatures.
Amen.
We're creatures now. And this creature has images. And that image is the image of Christ. So we identify with him. We've been crucified with him. We've been risen with him. So you don't know what the Christ looked like in the spirit, then we're just creatures. We don't look like man, and we don't. Not to some folks, that's what we look like. You know, we look like man, we look like woman, but in the eyes of the spirit world, we're creatures. We all look alike. That's where they're neither male nor female. That's why it's all right for women to preach the gospel and put a pin in there, because you know I am fake. Over this stupid way of thinking that women can't preach.
Have mercy.
I'm over it. Had to straighten somebody yesterday. Brother and sister, do you realize when Jesus was resurrected, the first sermon about resurrection was preached by a woman?
Amen.
The first message about resurrection came from a woman. And now I can really blow your mind if you want me to. Came from a hoe. Yeah, do your homework. She was a straight hoe. Yeah. But she had been saved and delivered. Now, let me be clear. So we got to stop looking down on people. We got to stop having our own perspective. When Jesus unchained somebody, don't look at them the same way. When Jesus was resurrected, he told Mary, said, here's what I want you to do. Mary Magdalene, y'all know who that is, right? Okay, so Mary Magdalene, here's what I want you to do. I want you to go tell my disciples and Peter that I've risen.
Mm-hmm.
See, that's a resurrection message. I know a lot of people are going to be teaching on resurrection just because they want to teach it once a year, and that's what the devil wants you to do. He don't want you to teach it all through the year because you may realize you are alive now. You are not dead. But anyway, that's another story for another day. But Jesus told the woman, where were the men? Where he was risen from the dead? Where were the men to go preach the gospel? Where were they at? You even have to answer. You even have to answer. Save your headaches. Save your mind boggling. Jesus took a woman, told her, said, you go. Now, and I can give y'all all kind of scriptures for what Jesus did to women now. Everything from laying hands to giving. He trusted them with his word. Yeah. So he told her, so you go and tell my disciples and Peter, because Peter was walking around there in the flesh, because what Jesus told him, that the crow was going to three times, that chicken was going to make some noise, and you're going to hear, and you're going to be so clear, you're going to remember that I told you that the cock crowed three times. Then you're going to remember I told you that. So Peter had experienced that. That what Jesus had told him, and he was went away in sorrow. He knew that Jesus was the Christ. I mean, he was so sad about it. So Jesus made sure he included Peter, even if Peter didn't look at. And this is the same Peter that God had made known to the world who Christ was and how he was building his church over there in Matthew 16. He says, upon this rock I build my church. And he told Peter, you blessed because you was able to see this. Now, Peter sure enough got blessed because Jesus turned around and tell the disciples, tell Mary Magdalene, he go there because I will go there with you. He told the woman, said, you go and tell my disciples and Peter. The and is a conjunction. I want to make sure he know that he has been included. I love you. He's been included. You ain't been excluded. I know what you did, but I still love you. Come on.
Yeah. Hallelujah.
Meet me. And but we talked about a lot of things this week pertaining to God's perspective, and I'm not going to go over all these different perspectives, but look at it like this, brothers and sisters. When Jesus told Peter, so you're not doing it God's way, you're doing it man's way. That ought to be a lesson for you. Even if you hadn't been doing it God's way, that's what repent means. Repent means you've been going that way, just flip and go the other way now. While you still have blood running through your veins, change while you still have time on your side. See, because eventually, don't worry about trying to answer the man. You will have to answer to God.
Yeah.
You will
have
to understand God's viewpoint of things. See, that's what perspective is anyway. It's a way of looking at or thinking about something. So when people talk about perspective, it's the way of looking at or thinking about something, you know, your viewpoint, your outlook on it. So are your outlook about God or man's way? I honestly believe that more Christians need to be into God's outlook about things. God's words say who you are and what you are. You don't let man determine that. You let the word of God determine who you are and what you are. If he said by his stripes you're healed, I told y'all the other day, God said, now I'm going to try to hear this, because over there in Galatians 5, 16, 17, God said, walk in the spirit. Man said, oh, you don't have to walk like that. No, God said, walk in the spirit. God said, Philippians 2, 5, let this mind be in you. But then man don't want you to think like God. He don't want you, because see, religion will kill that. If we all thought like Christ, then we'll get rid of religion. See, because mm-hmm. the Bible says in Ephesians 2 and 6, we've been risen and we're seated in Christ in heavenly places.
Yeah.
If God says, then it's possible. But we'd rather believe man's stuff than God's stuff. It's okay that man can have, what I said. The other day I was telling you guys, man says it's okay for them to have Zoom or whatever I said, one of those. But
yes.
You can be in one place, but that Zoom I use, Pastor.
Yes, Pastor.
Yeah, man said they can do that, but God can't. Man can say, well, we can have Zoom. You can be in California, Evangelist Laura and Evangelist Ursula. You can be in Pennsylvania, Evangelist Sharon, or the overseer down in South Carolina, or pass up in Ohio, Brother Nance down there in Florida. Man said, I'll put all y'all there, and we'll see each other, and we'll communicate with each other all at the same time. But when we mm-hmm. read a scripture like we're seated in heavenly places in Christ, it's like we can't be there. Can't do that. That's after we die. So the resurrection. The resurrection have already happened, man. Right now, we have to be seated in Christ.
Yeah.
It's right now where you be risen from the dead. If you be risen, it's right now where you crucified. We've been crucified already with Christ, Galatians 2:20. So that's God's perspective. So you got to make up in your mind that you're going to either choose to do it God's way and believe God's way, or you're going to believe man's way. You know, I listen to people talk. Really, I don't even care to hear what people are talking about. They ain't talking about the word. It doesn't faze me. It doesn't entertain me. It doesn't do anything for me. You want to do something for me? Tell me about a scripture. Go and study and show yourself approved, not to the preacher, but to God. Not for the preacher, but for God. Had to straighten somebody out on that. Well, you know, the Bible says study to show yourself approved. No, you study to show yourself approved to God, not to the preacher, not to the pastor, but to God. And you do it for you. You don't do it for God now. Do it for you. Why do you do that? I'm glad you asked. So you can have God's perspective. So you can have God's eye on things. You know, the same eye God sees things, same way God sees things, the same perception that God has, that's why you study the Word of God. So your belief will be like God's belief.
Yeah.
That's why they got angry with Jesus, because he believed like the Father. He said what the Father said. And they thought to kill him.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm going to tell you right now, you're not going to have too many friends when you start using God's perspective.
Amen.
Yeah. Anybody have anything they want to share that they got this week? We're going to stand aside, step to the side, and let you go for it. Just press one. Evangelist Renee already got us started. So anyone else? Hallelujah.
Amen, amen. Amen. One of the scriptures you gave us was John 14, and I want to go there, 21 through 24. Read as follows. Let me back it up here now. Let's see here. 21 through 24, reading it from the King James, it says, he that hath my commandments and keepeth them, he it is that loveth me. And he that loveth me shall be loved of my Father, and I will love him and will manifest myself to him. Judas saith unto him, not Iscariot, Lord, how is it that thou wilt manifest thyself unto us and not unto the world? Jesus answered and said unto him, if a man love me, he will keep my words, and my Father will love him, and we will come unto him and make our abode with him. He that loveth me, he that loveth me not my sayings, and the word which ye hear is not mine, but the Father's which sent me. Amen. And I believe that was one of the scriptures you gave us on Friday. And is letting us know that if we love God, we're going to be in his word. And as we study the word and meditate on the word, the Father is pleased with that. And so that's why we need to draw near to him, because that's what he wants us to do. And to be in his word, that draws us closer to him. That shows God that we love him. And so that's where we ought to be. And that 24th verse where it says, he that loveth me not, keepeth not my sayings, and the word which ye hear is not mine. So if you don't keep his saying, then you're listening to the wrong person. Amen. So reading verse 14:23 from the living word, it said, Jesus replied, all who love me will do what I say. My Father will love them, and we will come and make our home with of them. In verse 24, anyone who doesn't love me will not obey me. And remember, my words are not my own. What I am telling you is from the Father who sent me. Amen, amen. So that scripture really had stood out, and I wanted to make sure I bring that scripture back out today. Amen.
Thank you so much. Yeah, well, thank you so much, Pastor. Let me kind of piggyback on that, and I'm going to give you all another scripture that I want you to kind of think about. Like Romans 6:23, he says, for the wages of sin is death, but the gift of God is eternal life through Jesus Christ our Lord. Now you hear that scripture, and Satan want to blind you. All he wants you to think about the wages of sin. That's all he wants. That's what jumps out. But what jumps out at me is the word but. So when I think about but, I can forget about this other stuff. I need to pay attention now. But Satan don't want you to go there. He wants you to stay right at that, for the wages of sin is death. That's where he wants you to stay. He don't want you to get to the but. He says, but the gift of God is eternal life through Jesus Christ, our Lord, our Master. So that's what God is telling us. It's about our eternal life, and we got it through this gift. It's like a ticket. So God wants us to have eternal life, not death. If you can see that, but if you don't accept his gift, you're going to have death.
Yeah.
That had nothing to do with you joining a church. That had nothing to do with you giving somebody right hand of fellowship. Forget all that religious stuff. This has to do with your eternal life that Satan don't want you to have. And he'll do whatever it takes to keep you from having your eternal life. And guess where he starts with? He starts with the hearing.
Yeah.
God showed me that. Especially if you're part of the church. So next week we're going to be talking about they that have an ear, let them hear. See, you got to be able to hear. Well, God, I understand you got those flappers on the side of your ear. But because you have those flappers, that means you can hear.
All right. Amen.
I mean, you would think, hey, that man got ears, he can hear. No, baby. No. No. Got ears and still can't hear. Eyes and can't see. It's important that the Holy Spirit talk to you because, trust me, if you begin to keep that word, you're going to find yourself getting closer and closer to God. And before you even ask it, you'll find yourself being less prayerful, but you'll be more thankful because for you can pray, God already did it for you.
Amen.
You're supposed to pray constantly. No, don't worry about it. God said, I got it for you. I got you. I've already heard your prayer.
Mm-hmm.
Like the centurion. He said, go ahead on. When you get there, your servant will be healed. See, when God is involved, it's already done. All you're doing is going through. And when you can hear, you can see that. See, the church got to be able to hear. Excuse me. The church has to be able to hear nowadays. And they're not hearing from the Father. They're hearing from man. That's why Jesus said, yo, you ain't hearing from the Father. You that's man's stuff. That ain't God's stuff. See, God's stuff is spiritual.
Amen. Yeah.
Anybody hear that? God's stuff is spiritual.
Yeah.
God's church is spiritual. It's not an organization, but it's an organism. God's stuff is spiritual. You can't see it through the optical nerve. You see it through the eyes of the Spirit, which is the Word of God. And this is nothing new. Same thing he told Peter. He said, flesh and blood didn't reveal that to you, but my Father. See, the Father has to let you see it, reveal, make known. That's what that means. The Father has to show you that. Now, you don't have to accept it. Like a lot, you can go by your own way, do your own thing. But the wages of sin is death. But the gift of God is eternal life. Choose life. Choose eternal life. Make that choice. Anyone else have any other comments? Hallelujah. Press one. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Thank you, Pastor, for remembering the scripture. That's what I love. I love when people get the scripture and jot them down and remember them. And then on days of review, that's what we need to do. And God bring it back to our memory. He ain't bringing back what you feel, your bad experiences. No, God's going to bring his word back.
Yeah. Yeah.
And let me give one for the Holy Ghost right now. The Holy Ghost ain't going to teach nothing but truth. I understand you can have 5,000 words that don't mean nothing to the Holy Ghost. He don't teach none of that. What he puts in people's spirit is scripture, the word of God. That's what he's commissioned to teach. It's the word, not all your experiences. Oh, I know it was God because of this and the... No. Evangelist Renee said earlier, the scripture said, by his stripes, I'm healed. That's what God's going to illuminate. That's what he's going to make known, that it's by his stripes you heal. I don't care about no doctor.
Mm-hmm. Amen.
It's by his stripes. See, the nurses can administer the medicine. The doctors can diagnose the case, but for a minute, the healing comes from God.
Amen.
A lot of people took the same medicine, went to the same doctors and died. But she came through it. How is it that some people take the same stuff and leave up out of here, and then some people take less stuff and stay here and get healed? Matter of fact, put a pin there. My daughter told me a while ago that that's old skin is pulling away, dying off. I said, praise the Lord. It's getting ready for the new.
Hallelujah.
She said, that old stuff is past. Boy, y'all don't know what hit my spirit. It's just like that old man is passing away. You don't want to be attached to it. See, that's when you know you want new stuff, because you don't want to be attached to the old stuff. Now, it may be new for somebody else, but as far as you're concerned, that's old. You don't want to be attached to that.
Amen.
You're going to get a new house. You're going to get new furniture.
Mm-hmm.
So you don't want to be attached to the old, because the old have to pass away. And that's what my daughter was telling me this morning. I mean, she preached to me. Believe me. She was so happy that that old stuff, I tell you, that's what happened to Evangelist Renee. That old stuff got out the way so the new stuff can come. See, that's why the new stuff can't come, because you're trying to hold on to the old stuff. Well, who cares what if? Anybody got no heaven or hell to put you in? Who cares? Let it go.
Hey.
Trust me, been there, done that. You got to know what God's doing. You got to hear from God.
Amen.
When they went to war, God said, don't bring none of that old stuff. That was those that tried to bring the old stuff. Don't make me go and grab Israel. They were trying to keep old bread. That old stuff was killing them. It was killing them. They was in the wilderness. It started getting mold. Yeah.
Amen.
But God just told you to get rid of that. Oh, see, that's what's going to keep a lot of people out of heaven. That's what's going to keep a lot of people from having their eternal life, because they think they can bring that old, and God ain't acknowledging that. God acknowledging the new, which is in Christ, his blood. His blood.
Yeah.
Oh, well, Lord, you know, I got the blood of the goats and the bull. It don't matter. It's not acceptable. It's not acceptable. The only blood acceptable is the blood of Christ. So the old stuff ain't working. The old stuff was just going to be a pattern or an example of what God was going to do once Christ got here.
All right.
That's all that was. You want to make it bigger than that? I get it. But it wasn't designed to be no more than a pattern, no more than a shadow. It was never to be the real thing, just a shadow. Shadow.
Mm-hmm.
Shadow. Just a shadow.
Yeah.
You know, like when the sun shines on the tree and you see a shadow of the limb, just a shadow of it. That ain't the real thing on the ground. That's a shadow of it. The real thing up there, what you want, the shadow or the real thing? Got to make up your mind.
Amen, amen.
Yeah. Anyone else have any comment from last week's lesson? Press one. Press one. You got to press one. Hallelujah.
Praise God.
Anyone else? Mm-hmm. You have anything else, Pastor, you'd like to share?
Well, I was just looking over some more of the scriptures. You also had brought out in the Hebrews about the high priest, that we can go to him boldly. Amen. Let me get to that scripture. I think that was Hebrews 4:12. Oh, Hebrews 9. Okay, I had
4:12 says, for the word of God is quick powerful, sharper than any two-edged sword. But Hebrews 8 and 9, we were talking about the priest. We have a high priest that's in the heavens who's been touched with all of our feelings and all our infirmities. But he's there right now to say, I understand. Been there, done that. He's there right now.
Amen. Praise God. Yes.
Anyone else? Hallelujah.
Yes. Thank you, Lord. You know, Pastor, we all have been thought about when we say resurrection that it was like after we passed. But I like it because now I know that we have to do it now on this side. And then that way, when Christ calls us, we be with him. It tells us in one of the scriptures that God, because we have the accepted Christ and we are new creatures, amen. We might not know what we are, but Christ knows. Amen.
And we know too. Just like he said, you will know. The Father and the Son will make their abode with you. You will know. Yeah. You will be knowledgeable of Christ present. And let me tell you, brother and sister, that's the secret right there. See, you decide, okay, I'm going to be in this word, that's it, period. And you done made that decision that, it, hey, come on. Then you began to hear with a spiritual ear. Then God began to whisper to you. And then you began to get in the secret place. And you began to hear with that ear. That's why when Jesus burst through the cloud for the last time, everybody don't hear because they don't even know it. They're going to think it's thunder. Those people, when God said, behold, this is my beloved son in whom I'm well pleased, they thought they heard thunder. They didn't even hear the God's voice. But John the Baptist did. Those disciples that believed did. And same way today, everybody don't hear. That's why this great war is going on right now, brothers and sisters. Because you got people who saying, this is God, that's God, this God. And some of them are battling among them own selves. No, it's so important that you have to hear God for yourself. You got to. And you got to stay there and grind till you hear him. Cry out to the Lord till you hear him. Lord, I got to hear your voice. And you'll hear it. He'll make his home within you, and you'll know it. And because you'll know what you're worshiping, who's you worshiping. See, because that's what God wants anyway. Remember over there in John 4, he's looking. Can I tell you this one more time? He's looking for someone that will worship him, not in the building, not in Jerusalem, at the well.
All right.
Not in their own way, not in their car. See, what he's looking for is someone that'll worship him in spirit.
Yeah.
See, that has nothing to do with geographic location. That has nothing to do with geography. That's in spirit and in truth.
Yeah.
That's a spiritual thing. That's spiritual.
Yes,
and
amen.
That's in his word, John 6:63. So the words, they are spirit in their life. Anyone else? Hallelujah. Well, bless God. Thank y'all for the prayers for my daughter. She's doing very well. My sister, I'm yet to hear from her, but I'm just believing God is leading her in the right direction. I meant to call her, but I didn't call her, so that's a good thing, because when I give y'all the report on everybody tomorrow, y'all want to rejoice, especially those that have been praying and believing God. But I'm going to tell you right now, it's done. It's done.
Hallelujah.
I ain't going to keep begging God. Now, I know folks say, well, no, I asked him, he's going to do it. I mean, why should I? Why shouldn't he? Why, I mean, why he waiting? Other things, I'm believing God for right now. This country get on the right track. I got individuals here that the enemy is attacking. I'm doing everything I can to keep the enemy off of them because they don't realize they were wrestling against spirits and not flesh and blood. Opening up spiritual doors and not realizing that these are coming in. Brothers and sisters, we don't wrestle against flesh and blood. This is a spiritual war you got going on. And you don't have to accept it. You don't have to believe it. But that don't stop it from being a fact.
All right. Amen.